The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
At zero life, what would living that life look like for humanity? Well, I'm joined by Jo Linehan, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Jo, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
So what's net zero?
So net zero is basically the term that's been given to this global scientific goal that we need to reach, which is to limit global warming by 1.5 degrees above pre-industrial levels. So basically, that's all very technical terms, but what it really is saying is that to stop the worst impacts of global warming, we need to stop fossil fuel emissions. And when you look...
So what you're really saying is if we're burning carbon in some way, we have to sequester that carbon somehow, either carbon capture using technology or more forestry or whatever.
Exactly. And it's going to be a combination of those things. And when you look at the global situation, the biggest issue is energy. So that's where a lot of the focus is on. And then when you look at Ireland, it's again, energy emissions from agriculture and then transport. So they're the big sectors that we're trying to decarbonize at the moment.
So if every nation could go for net zero, so even if you had to burn whatever it might be that was a fossil fuel, be it gas or coal or turf or whatever it might be, but if you sequestered enough carbon and you were net zero and every country did that, we'd all be net zero.
Exactly. And the great thing is actually, you know, there's a lot of negativity around this and there's a lot of like, oh, we haven't met our targets, we haven't met our goals. But actually, a fantastic report came out earlier this week that basically showed that this could be the year, 2024 could be the year when actually emissions start to fall. Thanks to, like your point, the biggest emitter countries like the US and China actually taking a lot of action. So it's starting to happen. It's very, very slow. We're not on track yet, but it is starting to happen, which is really exciting. Yeah. So
I noticed that we are installing, incredible though it may seem, a lot of solar, both domestically and, if you like, industrially. And you might have thought, well, sure, Ireland's not a sunny place, but you don't need blaring sunshine.
No, you don't. And actually, a great study by the by UCC and another body found that there's about 1 million homes in Ireland that are eligible for solar. And if they all install solar, about 25% of residential electricity could be generated that way. So for anyone who's been dilly-dallying or looking at a really expensive bill like we all have been in the last few weeks, you know, now is the time to do it. There's great grants there and it will take such... I think this is the big thing that always gets missed in this conversation. Everyone thinks of the negatives of net zero. No one is talking about the positives. It will mean, you know, cleaner air, cheaper electricity bills, a much more sustainable, enjoyable lifestyle. So we have to focus on those positives in the conversation.
Now we're advancing wind, but rather slowly, it has to be said. I mean, we have obviously terrestrial wind. We want offshore wind where the resource is immense.
We do, and we have enormous potential. You know, there's some fantastic Irish companies who are pursuing this. One of the biggest issues is the planning. And, you know, in Ireland, we have a lot of issues when it comes to planning and getting planning permissions through. And then obviously there are concerns from residents too about the impact that it'll have. I'm actually going to a meeting in Killiney next Tuesday about talking about the impact of wind turbines, because if they're going to be installed offshore, you know, people have concerns. But there's a huge opportunity there. So much of an opportunity that we could actually end up being an exporter of clean energy to other countries, which long term will produce hundreds of thousands of jobs in this country and will also mean that we'll be helping other countries reach net zero. So it's an exciting time.
Now, the kind of things we're talking about in Ireland would be wind, and we're already developing that, however slowly. Solar farms being installed, domestic solar being installed. There's tidal energy, but I think we might only have one location where that might be even viable.
Yes, and there's a lot of research yet to be done on it. But then there's also great things emerging like, you know, green hydrogen, biomethane. You know, Gas Networks Ireland is doing a lot of research and infrastructural work on converting to hydrogen, which is, you know, a clean energy generated from renewable electricity. So that'll be coming onto the grid, because actually the Gas Networks grid is perfect for supplying that. So other, and then there's always, you know, the kind of inventive energies that are coming down too, but they're the biggies.
Now, what are the big countries doing? You mentioned there was a lot of investment in the United States, but we know that the Chinese are still opening coal-fired power stations, even though they want to be world leaders in alternative energy.
They
but
do.
Still, they're burning carbon to beat the ban.
Yeah, and also, you know, even with this report, we have to be careful because we aren't sure what happens on the ground in China. We have very limited information. However, this independent report did find that, you know, China wants to be, as you say, a world leader. They want to be using clean energy by 2030. They're actually way ahead of their current targets. By the end of next year, they'll be using a third of all their electricity will be clean, which is fantastic. So when a company like that makes those investments and make those big strides, as you said earlier, it has a ripple effect on everyone else. And in the US, they had a record number of investment last year, $64 billion, which I was really surprised at, because again, it's the biggest oil producer in the world. So like your point, it goes to show that we don't actually need to get rid of all the fossil fuels. We just need to
Donald Trump is against the kind of the greening of the economy. He doesn't want electric cars. He wants gasoline. And if he should become president again, will there be a stop to that kind of investment? Or is it at this point, the technology is kind of unstoppable?
Yeah.
And if he doesn't want to get on the bus, well, let him walk.
That's exactly it. And that's what's so exciting about this movement. Actually, that same study found that actually, even when Trump is in office, emissions fell, because actually, even besides government, business has such a powerful, role in this. And businesses are really driving this forward because they can see it's the future. And if they want to save money and generate income going forward, they have to green up. And for people who maybe want to look at, the companies that are leading the way in Ireland, look at business in the community. They have a carbon pledge that businesses have signed up for. And the companies that are part of that are making exceptional progress. You can literally go on, it's the likes of Little Bank of Ireland, have a look at them.
In terms of the public sector, the schools, every school should be solar.
Absolutely.
I mean, it won't be enough maybe to power everything, but they generally have quite large roof spaces, so they could generate quite a lot of their energy needs from the roof.
And there's actually a scheme being rolled out at the moment by the government to install solar onto schools, because there was a couple of pilot ones and it was fantastic. And not only are you also talking about the energy saving, but think about the message that sends to the children who are at that school, having that conversation with solar panels and the impact that it'll have on them.
As some of the comments, net zero means no flights, no shipping, electric cars only, heating by heat pump, absolute reliance on electricity, at what price, and basically becoming prisoners in our own areas. That's from Eamon and Killiney. The only countries coming close to net zero are France, Finland, that have embraced nuclear power. Countries like Germany are focusing on renewables but are still filthy as they use coal, gas for backup. Ireland seems to be going in the same direction. That's from Mick. If we put solar panels on all public buildings, schools, etc., we should surely save a lot, but that would affect the power companies. We can't hurt them, so nothing is done. I'm not sure if that's the case, because all these grants from SEAI, and in fact, I think ESB would be encouraging people
absolutely
to generate their own power if they can, because
yes,
it eases pressure on the grid.
Absolutely. And that's the way it has to go. And look, again, I know people get caught up in a lot of the negatives, but there's so much positive in this. And it's the way that we have to go. It's not even a choice.
Now, one of my listeners wants to catch you out. Can you ask Joe about cat litter? I don't know whether you've got a cat or not. I've been putting in it, the general waste, but I'm not sure if that's right or is that sustainable. What I use is gravel-like cat litter.
Into the general waste, 100%. That sounds great. Oh, she's very good to be worried about that.
All right. And your homework for next week is to tell me when I go into the bathroom, should I use the paper towel or the electric dryer?
I'll come back to you, Pat. Leave it with
me. That's the imponderable in all of this. Jo Linehan, who is climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.